Hello, and you're very welcome back to this week's Roscommon GA Memories. And this week we're going to cover the 1966 under-21 football final where Roscommon defeated Kildare. And it was a great win for Roscommon against Kildare that year. And of course, they went on to win it again in 78, Ray.
That's right, Aidan. It was a shock result, really, in 66. Kildare had won the All-Ireland Under-21 final in 1965, and they'd beaten Cork pretty easily by 2-11 to 1-7. And in 66, they had 13 of that team available again. And so Kildare were red-hot favourites to win the Tim Clark Cup. And the Clark Cup had been presented in 1965. It was a Kildare man that it was named after. And Kildare won it for the first time, and they were red-hot favourites to retain the trophy. And on the 2nd of October 1966 at Croke Park, an unfancied Roscommon team beat Kildare by 2-10 to 1-12 in what everybody described as a shock result. Nobody given Roscommon a chance. And in front of 12,625 people at Croke Park, Roscommon beat Kildare to make it a triple crown for Connacht teams in the football championships that year. Galway had won the senior championship. They beat Meath to finish their and complete their three in a row. Mayo beat Down to win the All-Ireland minor championship. And then Roscommon beat Kildare to make it three in a row. So the three major trophies crossed the Shannon, Aidan, in 1966.
So that just goes to show you that on this side of the Shannon, the quality was there with regards to the three different counties winning titles, which was good for the west of Ireland.
Absolutely, and it's probably the golden era of Connacht football, in the sense that Galway had won three in a row, and Roscommon won the under-21, Mayo won the minor. So, like, it hasn't happened since or before that Connacht teams won the three championships in the one year, and it marked the end of an era, really, because from 66 right until the 90s, Roscommon, Mayo and Galway were in sort of doldrums, apart from Roscommon in the late 70s and Galway in the early 70s, you know, when they got the finals. Mayo then in the 90s started to get to a lot of finals. They got to two in a row, and then of course Galway won in 98, and you had a resurgence really of Connacht football in the 90s and the noughties, with Mayo being so strong as well, and in the 2010s Mayo being strong. So Connacht football had a bit of a lull, and then it came back strong. But 1966, the three championships crossed the Shannon, and Enda Collaran was the captain of the Galway senior team that won the championship in 66 for Galway. But the Roscommon captain was Colm Shine, Aidan, and he was a Garda at the time. He was stationed in Carlow for a while, but he was the captain of the Roscommon team and a Clannagale man. And there's a great picture of him on one of the papers holding the trophy in Croke Park with the late, great Dermot Early, who at that stage was an army cadet in the Curragh. So it would have been a sweet victory for Dermot Early to get one up over his adopted county, if you like, in Croke Park on the 2nd of October 1966.
Fair play to him, and it was the start of many a success for him, as a player. You know, he was, as we know, he was, we did a tribute show to him there, and, you know, he was well decorated. He was well decorated as a player as well. So it was a great victory, and nice to see him winning a deserved title.
Absolutely. And it turned out to be Dermot's only All-Ireland success with Roscommon. He won the National League. He won five Connacht championships. Played in the All-Ireland Senior Final in 1980. But the 1966 Championship Under-21 was his only All-Ireland medal for Roscommon. Of course, he was on the team that lost the 69 final to Antrim. And it's funny, in 69, Roscommon were favourites to win that game, and they kicked 14 wides to Antrim 6, so they lost by a point, 1-8 to 10 points. So, disappointment for Dermot then. But the late, great Dermot Early got his All-Ireland medal, and it was the only All-Ireland medal for, like, other greats from Roscommon that played later on, like Tom Heenahan was left half back on that team in 1966, and that was his sole All-Ireland medal as well with Roscommon. And John Kelly from Elphin was a great forward for Roscommon right through the 70s, and he had a big part to play in Roscommon winning the Connacht Championship in 1972 against Mayo in Castlebar, that epic game we might cover it someday with Roscommon winning by 5-8 to 3-10. So those great players, Gerry Mannion as well, was on the 72 team. But the game itself ended in 66. Roscommon led at half time by 7 points to 5. They weren't fancied at all, but like we said before, in the final, the underdog, once they get in touch, keep in touch, and are there thereabouts, they always have a chance, you know. But
Roscommon, 2 points in it at half time is nothing, Mike.
Not at all, no. And but Kildare had a reputation of really opening up in the second half. Like they hammered Longford in the Leinster final 4-14 to 2-5. Like, in Longford football would have been strong at that time in the '60s. Like, Longford won the National League in 66 and they won the league, the Leinster Championship in 68 in senior. And so, like, everybody thought this Kildare team would go on to be a great senior team. But they got to a few Leinster finals in the late '60s and early '70s, and they got to league finals, but they never actually won anything after that, which was a shame. You know, for a big county like Kildare, they I think between 1963 and 78 they were in about 6 Leinster finals and they lost them all. And it would take another...
That's just bad. That's unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah, and who would have believed in 66 that Kildare, it would be 32 years before they won a Leinster Senior Championship. You know
I
what
suppose
I mean?
You could really, you could compare them to Mayo, really, with regards to bad luck, as in, you know, all the All-Irelands that that Mayo got to, and they were unlucky that the, you know, just, and in fairness, they didn't lose by a huge margin. It was only like a point in most of them, or a few points in them, you know. So, you know, like Mayo in All Ireland finals, I suppose Kildare were unlucky in the Leinster finals.
Yeah, and another thing, Aidan, as well, we can, looking back in hindsight, we're so lucky that Dermot Airlie was so loyal to Roscommon, because he was living in Kildare, you know, and some teams, some players, you know, they transferred to their adopted county. You can imagine if Dermot Airlie had, which he would have been entitled to do, he would have been entitled to play for his adopted county, because he was living in Kildare. And he would have made a massive difference to Kildare in the 60s and 70s. But we're so grateful that he was very loyal to his home county, and he played for Roscommon for 20 years. And he was such a great man and a great footballer and inspiration and leader in so many ways, you know. So Dermot...
I suppose his brother playing as well, his brother Paul as well, playing for Roscommon might have been, you know, him being a Roscommon footballer later on would have been another thing as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Paul came in 1982. For his debut in the senior for Roscommon. He played against Galway in Hyde Park. They lost by 3 points, 199 points. I think Galway got a controversial penalty. So Roscommon weren't far away in 82 when Paul came in, because, like, in the Connacht final in 82, Galway, in the senior final, Galway annihilated Mayo at 317 to 10 points, and awfully only beat them by a point in the All-Ireland semi-final, 112 to 111. So, like, Roscommon were very close to Galway. Galway were close to awfully won the All-Ireland, you know. So Roscommon had still the same, you know, the backbone of that team from 1980. So they weren't far away, you know. Roscommon were still a good team in 82. But when Paul Early came in, Paul won a minor championship with Roscommon in 81, and a Connacht championship minor in medal in 1981. And then he came in 82 as a senior player. And then he had a spell in Australia. And then he came back in 85. He was an all-star. So Paul Early, it was a different generation to Dermot, because it would have been, you know, 15 years in the age difference between the two of them. But it was great to see Paul and Dermot playing together. And, you know, just look at the longevity of Dermot Early. It's just incredible.
Yeah. But and they would have played together, obviously, down the years, they would have played together at club level as well. So I suppose it was that kind of thing. And I suppose that was the thing that decided it for Dermot to play for Roscommon instead of Kildare.
I don't think they actually played at club level, because Paul played with Michael Glavies throughout his career, but Dermot left Michael Glavies to play for Sarsfields and Kildare in the 70s. So I don't know if they ever played, I don't believe they ever played together in club level, but they did play together with county level for 82-85, you know, those 2 years at least. But Aidan, in the first half of that game, like, Kildare showed a lot of signs that they were going to walk away with it, but Roscommon showed resilience and you know, they got ahead at half time with 7 points to 5. And then after half time, Kildare got level very quickly, and they had two great players. They had a guy called Carew and a guy called Pat Dunning, and they were the forwards for Kildare, and they had a Kevin Kelly guy as well. Kevin Kelly scored 7 points in the match. So, like, Pat Dunning scored 1-2. So they were the main men for Kildare up front. But they got 7 points to 5 ahead of Roscommon half time, but Kildare equalised pretty quickly after the break, and then Kildare just took over. You know, they just ripped Roscommon asunder, and they went ahead by 111 to 8 points
with 10 minutes to go. So 10 minutes to go, Kildare are absolutely coasting, if you like. And then Dermot Early secured possession. He dummied through what the papers say, a complacent Kildare defence, and he placed the ball in towards Jim Kane, or Jumbo Kane as they called him, from St. Bridget's or Kiltoom, and he raced onto the ball and he scored a goal. And then, this is 10 minutes to go, and then from the kick-out, Roscommon were back for a John O'Connor shot, which hit the upright and dropped on top of the net for a point. Now, this is a different John O'Connor to the John O'Connor from Strokestown. There's another John O'Connor. I think this John O'Connor is from Roscommon Town, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Roscommon again attacked, next attack, Roscommon attacked, and they got through the Kildare defence, and Jimmy Finnegan cut through to drive a great ground shot to the back of the Kildare net, right? So that's 2-1 in a space of a few minutes, and then Kildare were absolutely shell-shocked. You know, they were shot, and Roscommon then got forward, and Martin Joe Kane from Craigs, he shot a point for Roscommon 4 minutes from time. So Roscommon scored 2-2 in 5 minutes. They turned a 6-point deficit into a 2-point lead. And it looked like Kildare were going to collapse. But Pat Dunning got the ball and he scored a point to bring
it. You don't do that without having quality in the side.
No. And like Dermot Early instrumental in the comeback, you know. And Kildare got a point and then they came forward again. And they got a free towards the very end. The free dropped short. Roscommon got the ball and the ref cleared it. And the referee blew the final whistle. So, like, it was a shock of shocks. Like, Kildare, they got the goal through Carew, as I said, after half-time to make it 111 to 8 points. And then Roscommon, with 10 minutes to go, looked out of it. And then Dermot Early, the leader that he was, he raced through the Kildare defence and he set up Jim Kane for a goal. And then Roscommon got a goal with Jimmy Finnegan, a point from John O'Connor and a point from Martin Joe Kane. So they got 2-2 in that five-minute period. And went to 2-point lead, and then Kildare got a point towards the end, and Roscommon won. So it just goes to show you that the game is never over until the final whistle. And with 10 minutes to go, some of the papers talk about Kildare getting complacent, thinking that the game won. Now, maybe they did, but credit Roscommon. A lot of teams can just pack up and say, we're beaten here, but they didn't. And that's where Roscommon's leaders come into play with Dermot Early and Martin Joe Kane. You know, Jim
Kane. It's about belief at that stage when you're that much behind, really, isn't it?
It's about not giving up, you know. And like, even you see an underdog in a final, they might go a few points down, but every underdog gets even a 5 minute spell. Roscommon got a 5 minute spell of dominance and they scored 2-2. And Kildare didn't know what happened to them. It was a shell shock. Yeah. But Roscommon.
Roscommon may not have had much possession, but it's what they did with that possession.
Absolutely. Roscommon had a great, you have to credit the goalie, Pádraig Reynolds was the goalkeeper, he's from Elphin, and he poor man died a few years ago, Lord have mercy on him. But he made a great save in the first half to keep Roscommon in the game. So just goes to show, a great save is very important that the goalkeeper plays well. You know, even when you're under pressure, a good save is worth, it's worth a goal to your team.
Score, isn't that really?
That is, yeah. Like if you're a keeper, like, you know, you're a goalkeeper, once your keeper makes a good save where it's a one-on-one, you can mark it down as a goal to the attacking team. But if the goalie saves it, you can mark it down as a goal to the defending team. And it gives that defending team such a lift and a fill-up that you often see when a penalty is missed, the inspiration that gives to the home team or the defending team. Like in 1982 when Martin Furlong saved the penalty from Mike Sheehy. Like Kerry missed the penalty and it was like a goal scored for Offaly. It gave them a new lease of life. But Roscommon hung in there, and Jimmy Finnegan got the goal. Jimbo Kane got 1-1. Dermot Early scored 4 points, and John Kelly scored 3 points. He was a great player, John Kelly from Elphin. He scored 2-2 in the Connacht final 72, as I said earlier. John O'Connor got a point as well from midfield. He was from Roscommon Gaels. So it was a brilliant win, it featured also Aidan, a man that's maybe we've forgotten a little bit about, but one of the greats of Roscommon football, Tom Heenhan, the former manager. Like Tom Heenan.
You'd want to be very strange not to forget a man like that.
Oh yeah, what a player and manager Tom Heenan was. Like Tom Heenan played for Roscommon senior team from 65 until 79 or 80. You know, he was the player manager then, and like
you could imagine the experience that he could impart on players that he was on teams that he was managing then. Like it would have been worth.
Yeah.
Like that'll be nearly worth a head start to Roscommon or whatever team he'd manage. It's nearly like a head start to them, wouldn't it be?
Absolutely. All the people I've spoken to about the 78 game said that Tom Heenan was an amazing manager. He was a great motivator. He had great attention to detail. He trained the team very hard. He had great discipline. the players really looked up to him because he was a legend for Roscommon over many, many years. Great servant from Castlereagh. And he brought Roscommon to a new level. Like, I know that from 77 and 78, Tony White did a great job with Roscommon. He won two Connacht championships, but Tommy Heenan won the under-21 All-Ireland in 78 with Roscommon. And then he won the league with them in 79. And like, Roscommon went to a new level in 79 and 80 in terms of in Connacht. They were just blowing teams away. So Tommy Heenan was a great manager. And it's a pity he left in 82, early 82. He got a job. He was working for the tourist board, and he was appointed to America to work in America with his job. So he had to leave Roscommon. So he was a big loss to Roscommon, Tommy Heenan, as a coach at that time. Yeah. Because there was still a lot in that team, you know, there was still a lot of potential in that team because the 78 team was there and a lot of the good players were still very young. But it's a pity he had to leave and he had to go to America. But Tommy Heenan won a Connacht senior championship with Roscommon in 72 as a player. And of course in 78, 79, he was an all-star in 79. And he was instrumental on that 66 team. All the papers said he had a great game, you know, so fair play to Tommy Heenan and all those guys that won in All-Ireland. Against the odds, nobody expected them because Kildare were the 13 of the team from the year before and nobody expected them to Roscommon to beat Kildare. But Roscommon team, I'll give you the team, Aidan. Team was Pat Reynolds from Elphin in goals. There was T. Clark, cornerback, N. Nicholson, fullback, probably Clannagale, Colm Shine, left fullback, Jerry Mannion from Bridget's right half-back, Pat Muckler from St. Crone's centre-back, Tommy Heenan, Castlereagh, left half-back, Martin Joe Cain from Craig's midfield, John O'Connor, I think, for Scammon Gael's midfield, Jimmy Finnegan, Castlereagh, right half-forward, Dermot Early, Michael Glavies in centre-forward, James Cox from Rooski was left half-forward, Martin Cummins was from Kilmore, but he played for Shannon Gael's at the time. Kilmore had no team in 66. They played for Kilmore. Yeah. Half of them played, most of the Kilmore people at the time in the 60s played the football for Rooski, St. Barry's Rooski, but Martin Cummins played for Shannon Gael's. And then Jim Jumbo Cain was full forward, he scored a goal, and John Kelly from Elphin was in the other corner. So that was the great team of 66, Aidan. They upset the odds, they upset the apple cart as well as the odds.
From that team that you just named there, there's like, you have to say there's some serious talent from 1 to 15 in that. And that's before you count the lads that came on the day as well.
Well, absolutely, Edna. And if you look at it, like, they beat Mayo 15-9 points in the Connacht final. Like, that's a big win. So, you know, any team that can beat Mayo by, 9 points is a good team. Like, in the Connacht final, Mayo dominated early on and they led by 6 points to no score. So that Roscommon team had a history of coming back from being beaten.
They were never beaten until the final whistle.
Yeah, like, Mayo led the Connacht final by 6 points to no score. You can imagine that. And then by half-time, Roscommon were just losing by 8 points to 7. And then the second half, Roscommon just blew them away. Mayo only got a point. So in the Connacht final, Dermot Early scored 8 points. James Cox got a goal. Jimmy Finnegan, John Kelly scored 2 points each. And Jerry Mannion scored a point. So, like what a team they were. Like, you know, they were a great team, but they were underrated. Nobody in the media saw them as a threat to Kildare. And, They really, really did, you know, the county proud, you know. In 66 as well, Aidan. They beat Galway.
I suppose really looking at that panel as well, sorry for cutting across you there, Ray. A good few of those players that played that day in that All-Ireland under-21 final went on to play distinguishedly for the Roscommon seniors.
They did, of course, Aidan. John Kelly, as I mentioned, played right until 77. He was on the Connacht winning team of 72 and 77. You know, they were lucky not to get to the All-Ireland final in 77. They drew with Armagh in the first game and then lost the replay by a point. And there's a 7 or 8 point lead in the drawing game. So John Kelly played for Roscommon. If you go through the team there, like Jerry Mannion was on the team. He was right half back. He was on the Roscommon senior team in 72, which won the Connacht championship against Mayo. So was Tommy Heenan. Martin Joe Cain played senior for Roscommon. Jimmy Finnegan played senior for Roscommon. He was on the 1972 team as well, if I'm not mistaken. Dermot Early, of course. James Cox was from Rooski. James was on the Roscommon senior team in 1970. They got to the Connacht final against Galway. They beat me on the first round and he got a bad injury in the Connacht final. It was an 80-minute game. He got injured early on, and he got a bad knee injury, which sort of finished his career, really, at county level. And then Jim Jumbo Kane played for Roscommon, seniors, as well as did John Kelly. So there was a good few of them there, like that, you know, that featured over the years for Roscommon at senior level. And if you look at the subs then, Aidan, they had Willie Feely was a sub, Jay Nicholson, Orr Sheeran, Ray Sheeran, in Daly Frank Fallon, D. Gacquin. Adrian O'Sullivan was a sub. Like he was centre half back in 72 when they won the Connacht final, you know. So he was a sub on that team. So like it just goes to show you the strength and depth they had on the bench. And
that's it.
So like as I said, they beat Mayo in the Connacht final 115-9 points in, but they beat Galway in the first round by 19-15 in a very very exciting game of high class football, it was described. And Pat Nicholson, he was the fullback. He was the man of the match against Galway. And then they had to beat, would you believe, in the Connacht semi-final, they just scraped past Leitrim by 2-6-1-8. So 12-11. Like, so they just got by Leitrim. So Leitrim must have a decent team, or Roscommon maybe took them, didn't rate them that highly, but they scraped by them by a point. And then they hammered Mayo, as I said, 115-9 points in the Connacht final. And then in the semi-final, Aidan, they beat, would you believe, Donegal by 2-2-5 points. And this is a game Roscommon should have won more. People say that they kicked, I read one place that they kicked 20 wides. Whether they did or not, I don't know. But they won by 2-2-5 points. And at halftime, Donegal had a strong breeze, and they trailed by Donegal were losing. Roscommon led by a goal to 2 points, and then Tom Heenan scored a great goal, and then the second half Heenan was brought down the square, and Jim Kane scored from the penalty. So the remaining Roscommon points were scored by Dermot Early and Jimmy Finnegan. So Roscommon had a great half back line of Jerry Mannion, Pat Muckler, and Colm Shine, and Tommy Heenan starred in the forwards that day, and he was Roscommon's man of the match. Roscommon's man of the match in the semi-final was Martin Joe Kane, you know, so he was a tremendous player. So, like, Roscommon had to beat Galway in the first round, Leitrim in the Connacht semi-final, and Mayo in the Connacht final, and then Donegal, and then Kildare. So, like, they did it the hard way. Like, 5 games to win All-Ireland is a lot. You know, yeah. Especially in Connacht, 3 matches in Connacht was a lot, you know, so they really had to work hard to win that Connacht championship and to, you know, get past Donegal and get past Mayo and Galway and ultimately beating Kildare in the final. And so, like, great men, you know, great footballers. There was a 50th anniversary commemoration for the team in Salt Hill in the year 2016 at the halftime of the Connacht final when Roscommon played Galway in the drawn match. And
Quite fittingly.
Absolutely, yeah. And unfortunately, you know, some of the players, you know, that had died, like Dermot Early, Pat Reynolds, were represented by their families, you know. So, like, it's Martin Cummins as well died, Lord of Mercy on him, you know. So, sad that some of them died young men, you know. They were great men and have gone to their eternal reward. But they represented Roscommon with honour and with pride, and they're real heroes. Like, if you look at, we've only won a handful of All-Irelands. When you think about it, like, we've won a junior in 39, a minor in a junior in 40, a minor in 39 and 41, senior 43, 44, minor in 51, under 21 in 66, 78, and an under 21 in 78, and a junior in 2000. So Roscommon have only won about 9 or 10 All-Irelands in 100 and what the GAA is there since 1884. So that's 136 years. So we've only won 10 All-Irelands. So, like, you take it, there's been 4 All-Ireland championships in football, really major trophies every year for 136 years. So that's about 500 trophies, over 500 trophies handed out in that era, or more than 500, and we've only won 10 of them. So, like, we really are...
Considering the talent that we've had.
Yeah, we've only won 10 out of maybe 520 championships available. So we...
Yeah.
So those guys are, you know, 10 championships, 15. So there's only 150 guys that played in All-Ireland finals, really. Add on a couple of subs, then maybe 20, maybe 200 max fellas that have won All-Ireland medals, you know, that played in finals and won them. So, you know, it's a very small population. Out of the population of Roscommon from 1884 to 2020, only 200 people have All-Ireland medals, or maybe, you know, a little bit more, obviously, but it's a rare occurrence for Roscommon to win All-Ireland. And
And I suppose the latest All Ireland at any grade is the minor in 2006.
Oh yeah, what a great great win as well. You know, it was absolutely brilliant. You know, the team performed magnificently. You know, they beat Mayo in the kind of final, I think they beat Galway in the semi final, and then that'd be Tipperary quarter final and Meath, and then Kerry in a drawn game, and then Kerry in a replay down in Ennis. And like, it was.
And it takes a good team to beat Kerry.
Well, yeah, it does, Aidan. And do you know something? We've won 10 All-Irelands or thereabouts. Roscommon is probably one of the only counties in Ireland that has beaten Kerry in every grade in an All-Ireland final. Like, we beat them in the junior
in 2000. When you consider Kerry won, you know, before last year, they won like something like five All-Irelands in a row, and that takes some collecting, like. And it sounds that, well, I know the serious talent that they have, you know, I suppose the pool of players I have to pick from. But, you know, to win five All-Irelands in a row, you know, is some. We're delighted if we can win one. Like, but,
you mean Dublin won five in a row?
I suppose to show you the differences in different counties.
Yeah, well, Dublin won five in a row. I think Kerry never won five in a row. I think they fell short. In 82, they got four in a row, and then they got four in a row in I think 1929, 30, 31, and 32. But Wexford are the only other team that won four in a row between 1914 and 1915.
Oh, sorry, I was on about the minor.
Oh, that's right. I beg your pardon. Yeah, the minor, yeah. Of course. Yeah, Kerry won five in a row, which is incredible. But if you look at Roscommon, you said there about Roscommon beating Kerry in the minor in 06. Roscommon are the only county, I would say, in Ireland has beaten Kerry in every grade in an All-Ireland final. We beat them in junior in 2000, beat them in minor in 2006, beat them in senior in 1944, and we beat them in under-21 in 1978. Like, that's a fair going, to beat Kerry in four All-Ireland finals in each grade. Not too many.
Considering the players that they had, that Kerry had.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not too many counties can say they've beaten Kerry in every grade. You know, so... just goes to show, Aidan, that Roscommon is a traditional football county, that every so often we can compete with the best and beat them, you know, and we have no fear of beating them. You know, we can go out there, and when we have a good team, we can challenge anybody on any given Sunday. And sometimes we maybe are unlucky in games, you know, that we might have won, but no, Roscommon teams down through the decades have fought, punched above their weight and knocked out some heavyweights along the way.
Yeah. That's it, and that's what it takes. It takes a serious squad, a good coach, good players that buy into what the coach, the style of play the manager wants. But it's also about belief and never say die attitude as well. No matter what the situation is, if you're even when losing by 10 points or that, you know, if you just keep, you know, even if you get very little possession, then. If you keep plugging away and popping them over the bar, it's amazing how much you can chip away at a lead.
I think as well, Aidan, as well, it reflects a good team, because if you've got good leaders on your team that can inspire players around them on off the field, and a good coach, the problem, I think, like, Roscommon have had some good comebacks over the years, like that game in 66, were 6 points down in the final. Also, the 1962 Connacht final, I think Roscommon were 5 or 6 points down to Galway. And Gerry O'Malley rallied Roscommon, and Roscommon came back and beat Galway, which was a real upset. Everybody thought that Galway were going to run away with it. But I suppose the lesson is there, Aidan, that when a team goes behind, it's important that they stick together and that nobody loses it, either on the field or in the dressing room at half time, because a lot can happen in 30 minutes. And I find if a team, you know, the teams that are, if you like, lesser teams fall out with each other at half time or lose belief in themselves, and it just unsettles a team. But a team who has great bond, great, if you like, resilience in them, that know that if they get opportunities, they can get back into the game and keep believing and don't give up. It shows what can be done.
I think at half time, though, if you have that mentality where, you know, like if the dressing room is lost and players fall out with one another, I think, you know, unless you still have that, you're nearly bet when you go out in the second half.
You are.
So that's where half time is so essential, where the manager can get his thoughts across and players can talk to each other and pick each other up and encourage each other, and that's where belief comes in, because if you don't have belief and confidence, you know, and I suppose a belief in each other, then, you know, that's what wins games, no matter, you know, that can be the win in the game. That's the winning of games as well, no matter what the situation is.
You really see the character of the team. You know, if you've got steady leaders and good character in your team, they can come out in the second half and say, let's start this game at 0-0 again, Aidan. You know, and let's try and win the second half. And if you're 6 points down at half time and you say to your team, okay, lads, didn't happen for us there. We're better than that. We have more in us. They're not that great. They got some lucky scores and, you know, whatever. Let's start the game at 0-0 and go out to win the second half. And if you go out to win and you get a point up, you get 2 points up and you get a goal, suddenly you're back in the game, you know, and you keep positive. Now, I'm fortunate, like, as long as I played, I only ever seen one guy throw a wobbler at half time in a game. And as you said, it really upset the whole apple cart, you know, threw everybody. And the importance of a team keeping their heads at half time is massive. And to keep hoping, you know, and keep believing. And this Roscommon team, they knew that they had it in them because they came back from 6 points down to Mayo in the Connacht final. They knew, they didn't panic. It's so important for teams not to panic, just to keep plugging away, keeping their heads, keeping believing, and go out in the second half and chip away. And if you get the first point in the second half, and let's go and get the second one, keep chipping away. And then a goal has an amazing effect on a match. And a team that's coming from behind, like Roscommon were that day, scoring a goal, by all accounts, Kildare sort of switched off. And they were entitled to switch off, Kildare were. They were 6 or 7 points up with 10 minutes ago. So they decided that the game, by all accounts, they sort of switched off to an extent. They stopped doing what they...
Dangerous in an All-Ireland final, though.
It is, yeah. We spoke about complacency before, you know, and some of the reports talk about Kildare complacency. Now, that's fair enough. Maybe they were. But not to take away one iota from the Roscommon team. Good teams... like Roscommon in 1966, spot where a team has switched off and go for it.
Yeah.
And Dermot Early, Jimmy Finnegan, Tommy Heenahan, Colm Shine, Pat Nicholson, Martin Joe Cain, tremendous John Kelly, great, great men. You know, they said, right, we get an opportunity, we're going to go for it. Jim Cain got a goal, Jimmy Finnegan got a goal. And Roscommon, these guys, they were leaders. They were tremendous footballers. They were guys with great heads. They were guys that believed in them, in themselves. They led the guys around them as well. And they never quit.
It's important to notice as well, kind of, you know, at council level, well, in club as well, but, you know, that unity and belief, it doesn't just happen in an All-Ireland final or whatever. That starts in little things, even like, you know, training sessions.
Yeah.
Playing against each other and with each other at club level.
Yeah.
You know, at halftime and before games. Actually, that can be the key as well. What said it? Before the match at all, and then at half time, and it's how you react to the situation as well. But you know, it's done from day one at training, right through to even challenge matches, league matches, the whole lot. And then as the season goes along, it's built up along throughout the season, isn't it? And that's when it really comes to the fore, when it really counts in a big day like an All Ireland final.
Well, it's called. I think I would call it character, Aidan. I would call it character. I would call it a never say die attitude. It's an attitude of saying we're representing Roscommon in All Ireland final. We're going to wear that.
Believing in each other.
Absolutely, a great strong unit, you know. And like Dr. Donald Keane was the manager, the trainer, so they credit him as well. But it's about the team believing in themselves. They knew they'd beaten Galway, they'd beaten Mayo, they'd beaten Leitrim, they'd beaten Laois or Donegal rather in the semi final. So they Roscommon, those guys deep down knew that they were a good team. Roscommon knew that. Now, the media had written them off. They'd said, Kildare, just let's turn up and get it. And Kildare sort of switched off with 10 minutes to go and Roscommon capitalised on it. And that showed how good of a team Roscommon were. Because when it went to 111 to 8 points with 10 minutes to go, a lesser team would have given up, and that Kildare steamrolled them, and Kildare could have gone on to win the game 218 to 9 points. You know, that's sort of something like that. But Roscommon didn't give up. They had character and they believed that they were good enough to come back. And they did, because they had good players in, they had character. Look at the forwards they had. Like Dermot Early, Martin Joe Kay in midfield, Jimmy Finnegan, John Kelly. You know, the great players. These guys went on.
That was an experienced under-21 team as well. Like, there was...
Well...
There was a,
Well, Roscommon, the players that went on and represented the county at senior level very, very well for a long time and were successful. Yeah. So, like, they showed character. They showed that they didn't lose their heads, Aidan, when they went behind. And it's so important, as I said, for a successful team to keep their heads, win at half-time, calm down. Not one guy ranting about what did or didn't go right. You know, and that can happen at certain, you know, that once that happens, the team falls, it can fall apart because it upsets everybody so much. It can lead to a team disintegrating. Now, Roscommon didn't. They believed in themselves. They reset at half time and they went out. Kildare got level. Kildare just blew them away for about 20 minutes. And then Roscommon took over with 10 minutes to go. When the game was there for the winning, like all the top managers say, what's the most important part of a game? The last 10 minutes, because that's when everything's decided.
But that's when fitness comes into play as well.
Fitness, character, unity, stickability, bounce back ability, belief, trust in each other, resilience, all of that comes into it, because any team can play well for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But the great teams, you know, really do their stuff in the last 10 when it needs to be done. You know, even soccer, rugby, yeah. Gaelic football, hurling. When it's there to be won, when the prize is there, the finishing line is in sight. Look at the last, say, like, for example, some of the great races we've seen at the Olympics over the years. You know, it's the last few hundred metres. Take, for example, John Tracy. He won the silver medal in the 1984 Olympics in the marathon in Los Angeles. And he, like, the gold medal was decided long before that. Like, a guy called Carlos Lopez had just ran away with the gold medal. He was in Portugal. But the silver and bronze contest was between John Tracy and a guy called Charlie Spedding from England.
Yeah.
And that was a brilliant race because that was decided over the last couple of hundred metres inside the stadium on the track. And John Kelly was toe-to-toe with Charlie Spedding all the way. And then with a few hundred metres to go, or a few yards to go, John Tracy just took off and left Charlie Spedding behind him. So there they had gone 26 miles, 385 yards. But it was in the last 385 yards that John Tracy ran away from Charlie Spedding. It wasn't in the 13th mile or the 14th mile. It was at the last. Yeah. And so many times we've seen that in football over the years. The last few minutes, how a team can score a last minute goal or equaliser or whatever, where they keep at it and they come from maybe 3 or 4 points by. And that's the great sign of a team, like, that never give up. Like, see the Meath team in 91 against Dublin. Like, they were beaten in every one of those matches. Dublin had 5 and 6 point leads in nearly all those games, and Meath just rallied and came back into it. And then they got the last minute goal. So it's a sign of a great teammate and a sign of experience as well.
Talking about experience there, Ray, we were talking about during the tribute show to Dermot Airlie. You made the point that, Dermot Airlie was playing minor for the Scotland at the age of 15. Now, that means he would have been playing 15, 16, 17, 18. So that means he was playing for at least 5 years at minor. So that's great experience going into the under 21 team then, isn't it?
Oh, it is, Aidan. And like the Dermot there from 63, 64, 65, you know, 66, as you said, in the minor team. And then they had Jim Kane was in the 65 minor team as well. You know, the few lads off the minor team in 65. So, like, Roscommon had experienced players. But as I said, all the reports talk about Kildare being the team that had the favourites tag. But Roscommon had the guts, the determination, the resilience, the character, belief, commitment, energy. To come back from what appeared to everybody to be a losing position.
There isn't enough superlatives for them, really, is there?
Brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. I'm looking here at a picture, Aidan. I sent it to you there. It's on one of the papers, and it shows Colm Shine and Dermot Airlie with the cup after the game. It's an absolutely beautiful picture, you know. And it just epitomises the great achievement Dermot Airlie had with Roscommon in 66. That time, Colm Shine, as well, he was the captain of the team, and it's absolutely brilliant to see it. But credit to Roscommon team in 66, they're real heroes. They outfought Kildare when it needed to be done in the final furlong, like in the race, the great races we see at Cheltenham and in Aintree in the Grand National. Do you know, like, I always think of Aintree in the Grand National. The leader of the race coming up to the elbow in the Grand National at Aintree. It looks like the horse is walking away with it, like, you know, but once you get to the elbow, you know, that's sort of like a divergence in the track. Once you get to the elbow, there's still a hell of a long way to the finish line. It's like, that's like the last 5 minutes of the match. And so many times you see the horse who's winning the race at the elbow in the national, losing on the line or losing by a furlong or two just before the line. So Roscommon coming into the elbow in this game, Aidan, they were well behind the leader and they pipped them at the post, well in tight, well deserving, and an absolutely brilliant achievement by all those guys, you know, Tom Heenan, Dermot Early, Marty Joe Kane, Jim Kane, you know, John Kelly, Colm Shine, Pat Reynolds, Marty Cummins, you know, what great men.
And I think really, in fairness, that is a trait that you do see in Roscommon, in a lot of the Roscommon teams since then, all down along at senior and under 21. Now, you know, they played in a few under 21s in recent years, All-Ireland finals, and were very unlucky. I suppose, you know, the under 21 there, I remember they played Dublin, I think, in the All-Ireland final in O'Connor Park, you know.
Yeah.
You know, very unlucky, you know, very good teams and, you know, with great character with all those examples. But, you know, there is that never say die attitude. So, and I think that's in a good few in a lot of Roscommon. It's a standout quality in most Roscommon teams.
Yeah, yeah. It was just unfortunate there in them finals, you know, in 12 and 14. One of them, we gave Dublin a lead, you know, a big lead. I think it was the 14th final, you know, and then we came back into it. Dermot Murphy scored a few goals, but we gave them two goals early on, you know, and I suppose the lesson is having a good start and not conceding too much early on in the game. You know, we spoke about the last 10 minutes being so important, but if a team in a final, you know, can stay in the game long enough, you know, stay in the game, like, you won't win a game in the first 10 minutes, but you certainly could lose it, you know. But the longer a team stays in a final, the better they are able to compete when it's up for grabs with 10 minutes to go. So, like, in a lot of those finals we were in under 21, we were
out and distribution and I suppose kind of keeping the wise count down is key to it as well, and taking all your chances. But I suppose there's a lot of factors that can be decided in that, like, you know, I suppose wind, heavy wind, and, you know, weather conditions can decide that too. But, you know, I suppose if you take into account the wind before you're taking the kick, that sometimes the wind can assist a shot going over the bar.
Yeah, kind of.
It's used in the right way. And that applies to those goalkeepers as well when we're taking kickouts as well, doesn't it, Ray?
Yeah, the goalkeeping role has become so important nowadays in Gaelic football, you know, in terms of restarts and accuracy of kickouts and distribution and avoiding, keeping the ball away from the best midfielders of the opponent's team and try to place it into an advantageous position for your team. Like, if you've got a tall left half back against a small right half forward, well, you try to kick it to your left half back or try and work short kickouts, or sometimes, Aidan, you have to go along. Sometimes you just have to go along. Yeah. The drawback of all of that is from time to time you see short kickouts going bad and forwards intercepting them and goals being scored. So it's absolutely vital that the understanding between the defenders and the goalkeeper is 100%, because if it goes awry, the problem can be terrible. You know, it can end up in a goal. Like, we show,
and like, even kickouts can be even the winning of a game as well, because a lot of points or a lot of scores can be got from kickouts.
Absolutely, you know, it's so important. Like, Cluxton has brought it to a new level. You know, I thought the Kerry goalkeeper last year in the final, Shane Ryan, I thought he was very good with his kickouts, some of them, you know. Like, you saw there the All-Ireland final in 2012, Donegal lost the final, Durkin kicked it straight out to Donaghy. And Kerry got a goal, second goal, which took the wind out of Donegal's sails. And then, you know, our forwards there in 2017 in Pearse Stadium, the goalie for Galway had a short kick out, and Jeremy Murta took it off the full back and got a point. We nearly got a goal out of it, you know. But it's so important, kickouts, and it's the goalkeeper has to be able to kick it short, kick it long. And it's not about the long or short kick out, it's about the right kick out. It could be a 14 yard kick out, it could be a 60 yard kick out, and it depends.
And they have to be on the money as well, kick outs.
Yeah, and I think, Aidan, as well, looking back, I think there's no reason why a keeper can't get them accurate if he puts in the time and the effort. You know, back when I was playing, when I started off, I was lucky, thank God, to have a good kick out. And at that stage, you're asked to kick the ball as long as you could out the field and try and kick it, keep it away from their strong midfielders. So generally you'd have your two midfielders, one on the left, one on the right, and wherever you're winning, I'd kick it there, you know, and kick it to the guy who's winning it, keep it away from the guy who on the opposition team who's likely to beat our guy. So nowadays it's just, you know, repetition kickouts and making sure that the goalkeeper can find his man accurately.
And sometimes it's the quick kick out that can catch the opposition out as well.
Oh yeah, like a keeper has to be on his toes and make sure that he can spot the quick kick out and set up an attack. He can start an attack as quick as anybody, you know, the keeper. So it's so important. Yeah. And like, you know, make sure that if you're, you know, if you're winning, make sure that, you know, sometimes it's good to settle things down as well. If you're playing against the breeze, you find goalkeepers don't be as anxious to kick the ball out quickly. But if you're with the breeze, you try to get it out a little bit quicker, you know.
Yeah.
The
breeze can nearly do, the wind can nearly do the job for you.
Yeah, sure, yeah. If the wind, like,
it's with you.
there's no doubt the wind is worth about 20 yards or more to kick out, or more, even 30 yards, depending on the strength of the wind, because if the wind is very, very strong, you just put it up in the air and follow through and the wind will take it. But against the breeze, if you put it up in the air, it's going to come back in your head. So you have to kick a sort of a low enough trajectory where it's going to just go over everybody's heads, but not too high. Because the higher you kick a ball against the breeze, the less distance you're going to get. And I find when I was playing against the breeze, I used to try and kick the ball as hard as I could, but with a low trajectory. Make sure that it's not going to go too high because it's just going to come back. If you kick it up in the air against the breeze, it's just going to hang and come back. Yeah, and I've seen it happen in club games where the wind was so strong. I've seen a goalkeeper kick out a ball, and this was a good goalkeeper. He kicked out a ball, and he kicked it out about 40 yards up in the air, and the wind took it all the way back out over the end line for 45 to the opposition. I saw that happen once, which was incredible. It happened in French Park. The wind was so strong. And but that's the way it can happen. Like, you know, it's just a freak wind. But he was a good goalie. But on that occasion, he just kicked that ball too high up in the air, and it just came. You know, the wind just brought it back. And it's like keeping it down, keeping the low trajectory against the breeze, and with the breeze, then just chipping it up in the air, putting a bit of power in let the jet stream take it from there. Like the plane's going to America or coming home from America. You know, the jet stream brings you home an hour faster than going over the Atlantic. So
that'll be some kick out.
Sorry?
That'll be some kick out, or aim for a bird or something. That'll be, you can hit a bird, that'll be some light.
Yeah. But that's, yeah. So, but that was the All Ireland 66, Aidan, a great achievement for us, Roscommon.
Thanks very much for doing that. That was, it's great to look back at these games as we always say, to give Roscommon fans some memories. And, you know, it's a very enjoyable show to do. Like, we enjoy doing it every week. And, of course, you know, we'd like to mention as well that we also did a special tribute show to Dermot Hairley. So both of these podcasts will be available on Ross FM. On the Ross FM website, www.rossfm.ie, and you'll find them. And also, we have a podcast where I did an interview with Seamus Hayden, and we discussed the senior, intermediate, and junior club championships in Roscommon, and also the hurling championship. I discussed with the Roscommon senior hurler, Pat Nolan. So there are some additional podcasts as well that. You know, so we have something for everyone on Rossifin. Don't be
Sure, Aidan. And I would say that looking back on these old games, I would say that the lessons and the principles to be learned from those games are as applicable today as they were back then. You know,
that's it.
Never give up. Good character, good team, good unit, good bond. All of those things.
And for me, instilled in players, you know, really at underage level, from under six, nearly to upwards, and once you have that limit from the early age, then you know, you're on a good path then from you know, going up through the grades and getting into senior, and you know, hopefully if you're good enough then getting into the county team. But I suppose, you know, a lot of players that just dream of wanting to play You know, they want to, their dream is to play county, but not everyone, unfortunately, gets that chance. But you know, it's great. It's just as big an honour to play for the club, because that's where it all starts. And,
sure.
You know, without the club, there'd be no county. So, thanks very much for doing that. And of course, we're looking forward to doing another Roscommon GAA Memories next week.
Just one last thing I'd say, Aidan, is that, in my opinion, that football is football down through the generations. And like every generation, I think the most recent generation maybe might think, oh, this is the best generation that ever played football, or the best brand of football that ever played. But football is still football. And I think sometimes we can overcomplicate it, you know, with systems and tactics and
Depending on the coach as well.
Oh, absolutely. Ultimately, the game of football is about using your skill set very well and having a good skill set, playing with it as a unit with your team, being efficient up front, executing your scores, you know, try to defend as well as you could. The principles of football stay the same. Whatever about guys trying to complicate it with different systems and everything else, ultimately, good footballers and good teams come to the top playing good football, and long may that continue.
That's it. And thanks very much for that, Ray, and we look forward to doing another Roscommon GAA Memories next week.
Thank you, Aidan. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thanks very much. And that was former Roscommon goalkeeper Ray Lannan, and we look forward to doing another one next week.